Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Was it something I said? I do hope so. My God, my bloody God, the world is insane. And anyone here who has had their minds downloaded in the last 2 weeks by the state's version of me, well, there's really no hope for you until you choose, and it's your choice, to take your mind back and own it yourself. Tell me what to think, Mr. State Authority. It's pathetic, and it's the reason this world is moving so fast into global fascism. It is you who give your minds to the fascists that allow this to happen. We're anti-fascists. Where were you when Rutter's fascism was being imposed in the COVID lockdown? Imposed by the brutal riot police in their fancy dress. Where were you? Oh, yes, Mr. Rutter. No, Mr. Rutter. I won't go out, Mr. Rutter. Oh, there's naughty people questioning you. My God. It's like living in a kindergarten. So, anyone here of that mentality, I'm not talking to you because there's no freaking point. So, I will address the rest of what I've got to say to those here with a mind of their own that they are prepared to use. Those who can see what the mindless, moronic people who've brought this ludicrous situation about, of me being banned by 26 countries just because I was asked to speak at a peace rally for half an hour. My God, anti-fascists, anti-haters, with hate where your heart should be, claiming you are against hate. So, enough of wasting my breath, my vocal cords with you. And I shall address instead those who do have a mind in working order. Those who stood up to the Rutter fascism in the COVID lockdown and paid the price from the brutal people in fancy dress. Those that can see, like the farmers of the Netherlands, who can see in stark reality with the impositions and destructions of their lives and livelihoods what living under Rutter fascism feels like. We must not just talk about freedom. We must live it, and live it by ceasing to cooperate with that which is by the hour now destroying freedom. And I'm going to talk about how current events have reached where they are and why they are happening. Put into context why the farmers of the Netherlands are being so ruthlessly targeted by this cult operative Rutte and his mob. For the last 32 years, I've been working full time. I've traveled to 60 odd countries, unraveling this reality and asking the question, answering the question, who and what is running our world and to what end? And I realized that you can go back to ancient Babylon and ancient Sumer in what we now call Iraq. And you can pick up, you can go back further, but you can certainly pick up there the emergence of what I call today the global cult. Wasn't global then, as it is now. And this cult moved out of Babylon and into becoming the Roman Empire. And through the expansion of Rome, it went into Northern Europe and eventually set down, as it did in Rome with the Vatican, it set down its roots and its center of operation in Britain, particularly London, but also other European countries too. And this is why the British Empire became so vast. It was said that the sun never set on the British Empire. And there was the Dutch Empire, the Spanish Empire, the French Empire, the Belgian Empire, and these were all actually cult empires. And the goal all along has been to expand the power of this cult by centralizing power and decision making to the point where it becomes the global overlord of every man, woman, and child in every community on planet Earth. So we had the mass colonization of the world out of Europe and Britain. And then we had this sleight of hand, this fakery, when it appeared that the European powers withdrew and set their colonies free. But that is not what happened. Instead, the cult left out in those countries the secret society network and the bloodline families through which it operates, controls, and manipulates. And it's gone on controlling those countries ever since. And then we had this phenomenon called globalization. And what is that? The centralization of power globally in every area of our lives. And this has gone on and on to the point where it is now this global cult, a literally global operation. And it's a simple equation. The more you centralize power, the more power you have to centralize even quicker. And thus, the speed of centralization has got faster and faster and faster. So today, this cult has its representatives in government in countries across Europe and in countries across the world. And one of the expressions of this cult is something called the World Economic Forum of Klaus Schwab, the mate of Gates and all the other members of this mafia mob. And so, Mark Rutte, Prime Minister of the Netherlands, is an asset of the World Economic Forum. He runs your country for the agenda of Klaus Schwab, who runs the World Economic Forum for the agenda of the global cult. And your royal family, the House of Orange, is up to its bloody neck in this. A head of state decided by bloodline in 2022. The same in my country. It is insane. Oh, democracy. Oh, shut up, democracy. Not when you have a head of state chosen by who had sex with who in what order. So Rutte is not running the Netherlands for the people of that country. He's running it for the World Economic Forum. And Schwab set up a operation called the Young Leaders School, where he picks up, those that control him pick up, potential leaders, i.e. thoroughly corruptible people, to be the leaders of countries to impose this global great reset that he talks about, the transformation of human society into a global fascist dictatorship. Now, who's been through that school? Justin Trudeau, the fascist leader of the now fascist Canada. Macron in France, ditto. Ardern in New Zealand. Newsom, the governor of California, who's turned California fascist since the COVID era. These people are in place to impose a globally dictated agenda on the entire world. So what is that agenda? It's to create a structure of society in which the tiny few at the top of the pyramid, people call it the 1%, in fact it's a lot less than 1%, have total control over the population of the world at the bottom of the pyramid. And in between that elite and the population is designed to be, and my God, the fancy dress people showed us what was planned in the Netherlands. There's planned to be a police military state, a merging of the two, of total brutality and merciless imposition. And the population is designed to be controlled by the few through dependency. Dependency on the few for survival. How do you bring that about? What you have to do is destroy the access to an independent income of the population. So that is what lockdown was really about. Was nothing to do with health scam, that. Was to do with dismantling small business, holding the economy globally under the waterline. So now they're pushing that on through their manufactured war in Ukraine, which is actually a proxy for a war between the West and Russia, eventually China too. They're using that to push up energy prices, as they are using the fake, utterly scientific nonsense of human-caused climate change to also transform the cost of energy. Transform the cost of energy, you transform the cost of everything, because everything needs energy. And thus, More businesses now are going out of being after the lockdown, now the energy prices. And they're forcing people more and more into dependency by the state. What else do you need to control the people? Food, to make them dependent. Food. And this is why during the lockdown period of the COVID fascism, the supply chain of food and the production of food chain was dismantled. Why does anyone think that Bill Gates, Mr. COVID fake jab that has killed so many and destroyed their health of even more? Why does anyone think that Gates is now the biggest owner of farmland in America? And so, why would the World Economic Forum frontman Mark Rutter target farmers and farming in the second biggest exporter of food in the world, the Netherlands? It's nothing to do with climate change. They know that's a scam. It's to do with using that as the excuse to dismantle farming and food production. And why would they not, if that's their goal as it is, target the second biggest exporter of food in the world? So, people of the Netherlands, farmers of the Netherlands, this is not just about targeting you. This is about a global agenda to make the entire population dependent for the basics of life on the tiny few. Thus, the many become dependent under the control of the few. And that's what this is really about. Rutter is not your friend, he is your enemy par excellence. So, where do we go from here? Well, the moronic people who long ago handed their minds to the state and authority, well, where are they going? They're going down the road to exactly what I'm talking about, and they'll do nothing about it. Too busy stopping those that are trying to warn them. So that leaves the rest of us. And there are three types of people. Two of the groups are responsible for every tyranny in history. And the third group is responsible for ending every tyranny in history. Group number one, those who mindlessly accept anything authority tells them without question. Oh, there's a deadly virus. Yeah, there's a deadly virus. Oh yeah, we got to have the fake vaccine so it will protect us from the fake virus. And they will just do whatever they're told and think whatever they're told to think. Then there is group number two, those that don't want to do what authority tells them, but they're terrified of not doing so because they fear the consequences. Those two groups together have been responsible for every tyranny in history. Fascism is not imposed by fascists. There's never enough of them. Fascism is imposed by the population acquiescing to fascism. See Nazi Germany. So if anyone says, well, what can we do? Well, you can get off your bloody arse, stiffen your backbone, and stop being a bloody wimp. There's a start. Look your children and grandchildren in the eye and tell them what you were doing when fascism was introduced. Oh, I was keeping my mouth shut. Or Even worse, I was trying to get that David Icke bloke banned who was warning us about it. And then there's group number three that has ended every tyranny in history. The true renegades of this human family. Those that see they're being lied to, who see where this is going and refuse to cooperate. The people who understand the most powerful word in the English language. No, no, no. English language or any other language. No, no, no. Not doing it, not cooperating. If Rutter comes out of his government building and says, this is what we've decided, this is what I've been told to decide in his case, this is what's going to happen. If enough Dutch people say, sorry mate, not doing it, he has no power. These people have no power, except the power the population gives to them in the form of acquiescence. So, what can we do? There's nothing we can do. There is everything we can do. Stop giving your power to authority, and then you'll see authority never had power in the first place because it was always yours. And we've reached the point, I trust, that people with still got a brain cell on active duty will see from what's happened to me in this situation, where speaking at a peace rally, your opinion leads to 26 countries in concert banning you. But no, a few people can't control the world. It's not possible, is it? This is another step, what has happened. On the road, which is getting faster in terms of its direction and speed, to total global fascistic control. When do we draw a line in the sand or the stones and say here and no further and start to roll it back? Do we do it now when you're banned from 26 countries for your opinion, or actually lies about your opinion? Do we do it now? What about when the COVID fascism was introduced? Did we do it then? So when will we do it? A few weeks from now, a few months from now, a few years from now, forget the years, it'll be over then. People now have to realize when they talk about spirituality, that true spirituality comes with a spine. True spirituality is never spineless. An open heart is the place where we go beyond fear, where you do what you know to be right simply because you know it's right. You don't go through a checklist of consequences. Oh, I'd like to do what I know is right, but what's the consequences for me? That never asks about consequences, because it would never consider not doing what it knows to be right. And we're at that point now. We're at that point now where if there is not a mass refusal to cooperate with this unfolding fascism, then we are moving very quickly into a state of global fascism that people would almost be unable to comprehend in terms of its depth and its evil. And that, ladies and gentlemen, of the Netherlands and the world, is the nightmare that we are leaving our children and grandchildren to suffer and endure. Freedom is not just a word. It's not just a platitude. It's something that has to be lived. Because unless we live freedom, how can we possibly be free? And we are at the point now where we are allowing 8 billion people to be controlled and dictated to and have their lives taken over by, at the core of the core of this cult, people you would get into a single room. That is how far the self-respect of humanity has fallen. And that's the point, self-respect. You do not have self-respect when you mindlessly believe whatever you're told by authority. You do not have self-respect when you do it though you don't want to do it because you fear not doing it. You have self-respect when you stand up for your rights and your fellow humans' rights and don't let consequences cower you into submission. The Netherlands is a fascist country now. My country is a fascist country. America, Canada, New Zealand, all of them, Australia, fascist countries, France, Belgium, all of them. And it's only possible because we allow it. I spent a lot of time once with a great friend of mine in South Africa called Credo Mutwa. A wonderful, wonderful man who saw what was happening in the world and knew the history of it. And he said to me once, "Mr. David, you are a lion. The world needs lions." Yes, it does, like never before. It's time to be a lion and not a sheep. It's time for humanity to roar! No, 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 no more fascist dictatorship. No more submission to Rutter and those who control him. It's now or it's never.
The Food and Drug Administration manufactured COVID-19 with the Bat Queen for the Wuhan BSL-4. And now on Thursday, apparently, they're going to give this emergency approval for these Franken shots that they say are going to protect us from the COVID-19 that the FDA helped develop. I mean, this is truly evil. This is an experimental vaccine subject to the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. The FDA thinks that they can opt out of it. Indeed, the last, and by the way, under the Nuremberg principles, you cannot plead your domestic legal order to excuse violations of Nuremberg.
Just crimes. Following orders, Professor, doesn't cut it.
Right.